In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, Amen. Let's invoke the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Ghost, Creator blessed, and in our hearts take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid to fill the hearts which thou hast made. To fill the hearts which thou hast made. Happy Easter. We're celebrating Easter this whole week, and it's a week of great joy. Lately, we've been talking about Mother Teresa of Calcutta and her ABCs, the ABCs of Mother Teresa from A all the way to Z. Here's two pictures of Mother Teresa. Here you have a picture of Mother Teresa in one mode, and here's another one. The first is Mother Teresa in her contemplative mode. This one is in her active mode. So it's kind of a combination of Mary and Martha. Now that we have this break because of the coronavirus pandemic, some of us who have maybe been Martha's all of our lives can be a little bit more Mary's. In other words, change gears and move from the active life to the contemplative life. Better said, a harmonious blend between the active and the contemplative. Let's go back to Mother Teresa. Yesterday, we arrived at letter J, and it was just do small things with great love. Wonderful advice. Wonderful advice. All of us are called to become saints, because Jesus said, be holy as your heavenly Father is holy. And Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for holiness, they will be filled. St. Paul says, this is the will of your heavenly Father, your sanctification. And Mother Teresa said that holiness is not the privilege of the few, but the duty of all. One last thing, a modern saint, his name is Pope John the 23rd, who was canonized with John Paul II just a few years ago. St. John the 23rd said that the saints are the masterpieces of the Holy Spirit. So I presented the recipe of holiness of Cardinal Newman yesterday, and I also spoke about the Blessed Virgin Mary as a model in this area. Mary, like many of you housewives and mothers, you do very many small things every day. Cleaning and cooking and wiping and dusting and sweeping and all those, so to speak, humble, menial chores that have to be done. But the key is, in honor of Mother Teresa, in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we should try to do these ordinary things in our daily life with extraordinary love. St. Therese says, pick up a pin for the love of God and you can save a soul. It's not in the greatness of the exterior action, but especially the intention of our hearts, because God reads our hearts. As the prophet Samuel said, God reads the hearts. We read the exterior appearance, but God is the one that reads the hearts. So, our new letter for the day from Mother Teresa, the ABCs of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, better said, Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, a modern saint that we all love, is this. Letter K. Keep your heart clean. Great advice. Great advice. That we can connect with the beatitude of Jesus, who said, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God." You know, there's a verse from the book of Job. He said, I will make a pact with my eyes not to look upon a maiden. Pretty good. I made a pact or a covenant with my eyes not to look on a maiden. Let me give you a biblical verse that's kind of scary. In the Lenten season, the longest reading we have is it's about 10 days before Holy Week starts. And it's taken from the prophet Daniel. And the context is there is a beautiful holy woman whose name is Susanna. And she's married to Joachim, a very good man from a good family. And the both of them have their family, they have children. And he's a wealthy man and she's a wealthy woman, obviously. But the elders in that time had become corrupt. They'd become depraved. They're not giving just laws, and also related to our topic today, they had contact with Susanna, who's a very beautiful woman, and these older men, they started to lust after her. So they would be spying her, looking at her through the shutters in the gate. They'd be spying her. And their heart was being filled with lust, which started with their eyes. The eyes are the mirror of the soul. Well, Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God." What happened was, their lust totally blinded them. And there's a verse there that is very telling. It says that they suppressed their consciences and they failed to raise their eyes to heaven. What a wonderful verse. I repeat. They suppressed their consciences and they failed to raise their eyes to God. And they tried to get in and basically take advantage of Susanna. And Susanna cried out. And they tried to frame her such that she was even condemned to death. But God raised up Daniel, the great prophet Daniel, to convene a court hearing. And he defended Susanna. So instead of Susanna being put to death, these two elders who should have known better, they should have observed justice, they should have observed the virtue of chastity, they were actually put to death. So those are two stories that I've told you to illustrate the letter today, where Mother Teresa says, keep your heart clean. And one way that really helps us to keep our heart clean is, if you just look behind me, there's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful image of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Saint Anthony Mary Claret had a vision of Mary, and he said she was very, very beautiful. But instead of eliciting or provoking within him bad thoughts, she took them all away. So of great help to us in living out that message of Mother Teresa, keep your heart clean, and living out the beatitude, blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God, is to have a beautiful image of Mary in your home, as you have in my studio here. Beautiful image. And often look up to Mary and say this beautiful prayer. Beautiful prayer. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.